just miss for one reason. When you get those shots, you feel like you got to convert on a little bit higher percentage in order to.
I mean, you're not going to hit all of them. I mean, you're lucky if you get one. You know, but we're professionals and we try to make sure that, you know, we capitalize on those opportunities. But hey, you gotta hit them. You're not gonna get them all. You know, we made our share of plays today, and you know, I think we can get better. The referee said I had to come off. I was back up and standing, ready to play. The referee told me to come out.
So you weren't hurt.
I mean, I wasn't hurt. I wasn't hurt. If I'm standing up, I'm not hurt. You know, I'm ready to go. But he said I had to come out for a play. I think that was unfortunate to my team. But, hey, they're doing their jobs, and I won't try to negate any decision that they make.
On those long plays, you said you're lucky if you guys hit one. You did hit one, but it still wasn't enough. It's frustrating that you had to go up and down the field all game.
Yeah, I mean, it's not frustrating. I mean, those are the opportunities that you get throughout the course of a football game. You know, you miss one. You know, you hit one. You know, we had one that was close, but – you know, we just keep firing until we got one. And, you know, you're not going to hit them all. You know, we wish you could. Next week, we may hit them all. So, it all depends.
What did you see from the defense that allowed you guys to have so much success through the year?
Well, credit to them. They played a lot of tight man coverage. I think they put themselves in positions to make plays. We still was able to execute at a high level. And Coach Kelly did a great job making adjustments throughout the course of the game with the play calling and things that we was able to do. I thought it was a success, but you know it's tough. We need to score 37 points. You know, I think that's what had to happen to win this football game. You're always trying to score seven. You know, you never get in the red zone and think field goal. You know, you always want to score. You know, everything that you put into the game of football is about scoring touchdowns and when you're on offense. So you never think about, you know, the field goals. But we got a great field goal kicker, and, you know, he did his job.
It seems like the last couple of weeks you've scored, but there are always those lingering opportunities. And what, do you get a sense that this offense is still trying to get to that point where it runs at more of an offensive
level? I mean, we're still getting different looks versus the things that we're trying to get accomplished. You know, the looks, they vary sometimes, but we're still able to put ourselves in a position to score, you know, the type of points that we're able to score and still have success. So it goes to show that we're on the right track. We still got a lot of work to do, and, you know, on all cylinders of the game and all cylinders, we have to improve.
When last week you had the ball nonstop, you had your spot, you had your chances, but then they had the ball for 6, 7, 8 minutes. How has that changed the dynamic on offense?
Well, they did a good job of controlling the football. I mean, when we was out there, we needed to put drives together and do it consecutively, but we didn't do it. They kept us off the field. They kept us out of rhythm in the first half. The second half, we was able to get into a rhythm and, you know, score 20 points. But, you know, obviously it wasn't enough. You know, we wish we can go back and do some things differently. We had a penalty that negated a touchdown, but, you know, that's football. You know, we can't sit here and hang our hats on what didn't happen. We should have made it happen.
Hey, Mike, as good a game as Deshaun had, I mean, he committed a penalty that was probably unnecessary and gave the other team a short field. As a leader, is that the kind of thing that you might have to say something to him, that, hey, we got to all keep our heads in this?
Yeah, we all got to learn to just be professionals at all times and keep our cool. Sometimes it's tough to do, but, you know, we all have one common goal, and that's to win a football game. And anything that doesn't exist with that type of thinking is irrational thinking. So Deshaun has to learn. He'll learn. He'll think about it tonight, and he'll make a better decision next time.
Michael, how do you handle the short week, especially with Andy returning?
It's just another football game. I mean, we have to get ready. We can't focus on the dynamic of the whole situation. I mean, we have a football game to prepare for, and then we have to do everything to ensure that we can give ourselves a chance of winning the football game. So that's what's most important. It's our third game. It's going to be our third game in 11 days, and we're conditioned for it. We're ready for it.
Take two more, guys.
Mike, did you feel any of that? I mean, a lot of snaps in the first game, you know, the tempo and everything. Were you feeling any of that in this game, like a little bit of that, maybe the legs or anything?
A little bit of what?
Fatigue or anything?
Oh, not at all. I mean, did it look that way? Oh, no. Okay. I'm just making sure. But to answer your question, no.